This is the Technical Difficulties, and we've all been on adventures.
But is another word for us. Who's first?
None of us know what the others have been up to. It's been edited together. We're going to watch it back. It's my turn. It's my turn this time. And after the drama and outside comfort zone and, like, spectacle of last time, Chris.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There's none of that. Lower your expectations. I'm coming to the end of what has been a four-hour road trip. Started in Chicago, went through Indiana, now in Michigan, and I am on the highway to hell. Because hell is a small town in Michigan that for $100 will let you be the town's mayor for the day. Or for the afternoon, because it's been a long time getting here.
Off. Mr. Lower Your Expectations, I'm in Chicago.
I happened to be in the area. I did not blow the budget on this one. I was nearby and I'm getting a lift from a friend. I'm getting a lift from Alec from Technology Connections.
You don't get points just for parsimony, you know.
I'm just saying.
I just happened to be in a car with my famous friend
in Chicago.
I knew from the minute we set off, I knew I was going to get crap for this from you. All the way through.
Oh, and it's the start of a four-day road trip.
Four hours.
Oh, 4 hours.
Scream's Ice Cream Shop. There we go. Hey, they've got my name up.
You are going to be the mayor of hell?
I am going to be the mayor of hell for one day. It is a roadside attraction in Michigan. And again, like, lower your expectations. It's a roadside attraction in Michigan.
Is there a hat?
I don't think my expectations could be any higher.
There's sort of a hat.
Now I'm
Things
intrigued.
Either a hat or it's not.
Yeah,
Tom.
You can't be both.
You'll see. You'll
Barry?
See.
Hello. Oh. Is this our mayor? Yes, it is. Look, the mayor.
For some reason, I'm the mayor today.
Hello. Crematory.
Crematory.
It's a creamery, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an ice cream shop.
Okay, you got to stand on the ugly face.
Stand on the ugly
face. You over here. Your cup.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Official office of the mayor.
That's right. For you.
Thank you very much.
All right. So everybody knows you're the mayor. Those are yours to keep.
Thank you.
Oh, they're yours to keep. That's nice.
$100 for a set of floppy horns.
Yep.
This is your mayoral proclamation. Whereas the citizens of hell, Michigan, need a mayor, and whereas no one else wanted the job. And whereas being the mayor of hell can be one hell of a responsibility. And whereas we finally found a devil that actually wants the job. Therefore, we the citizens of hell, Michigan, do hereby proclaim that Tom Scott.
Hello.
Okay, has been appointed mayor of Hell, Michigan on this day, July 19th, 2022. For the avoidance of doubt, said mayor shall rule hell for all eternity. Or at least until someone better comes along.
Oh, that's the local.
It's just people wandering in the background going to the ice cream shop.
No one gives a shit.
No,
this is brilliant.
Absolutely not.
Signed, sealed, and cinched by our former mayor, Bolton. Odom Plenty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. So now you know, with this title, you have bragging rights for all eternity. Once a mayor, always a mayor.
Oh, okay.
Just like the president is always the president, you now have to refer to him as Mayor Tom.
I knew the minute she said that, I was going to... Yeah, I'd see that face, Gary. I knew the minute she said that, I'm in trouble here.
I'll never defer to your title. I'm not sure that's a legal statement she read out there, you know?
It's really not.
I'm not sure that you had any legal responsibility whatsoever.
No, you're absolutely right. But what I did have was $100.
Now, the question is, was that certificate one that was on a whiteboard and it just gets rubbed off, or did you get the whole certificate yourself?
Funny you mention that.
He's got it. For $100, this bastard had better be laminated.
this package is from...
Oh. They're really going for it, aren't they? Hang on, there's more than just a certificate in there.
There is the
official mayor.
The official hell lanyard.
That is my official hell lanyard, says mayor for the day. And this is the mayoral proclamation. When she said
there
singed,
it actually
has been singed.
And it's in Comic Sans.
Yes, it is.
All right.
All right.
Okay, cut.
Cut. She's not your boss. You're the mayor.
And yet, somehow she was.
You tell her to keep the camera rolling. Use your power.
The best power, by the way. I checked who's done this before. There's been like one YouTuber that's turned up and done this before. And he issued a proclamation that made heterosexuality illegal. I'm like, I can't be... There's nothing I can do that's funnier than that. So I'm just going to kind of roll with this and be the regular.
Could you rename the town Heaven? That would be a proclamation within your gift, surely.
Probably,
as there
yeah.
appears to be no boundaries on your power, I've heard expressed.
I also knew that you all would have much better ideas for this the minute I said it to you.
That's the kind of chaos that the devil would pull.
All right, welcome to Hell, the town of 70 people that I am now technically mayor of, and also technically very much not, because it means nothing. But I'm just going to walk around town and see what I find. So I was assuming it was all going to be like little joke books. No, that's actually the little community library. That's just bring a book, take a book. That's very nice. Not everything here is a pun, it turns out. Hell's Chapel of Love. I don't know if you can see that through the with the camera through there. I keep being surprised by these horns every time I look at my reflection. That's actually set up properly for a little working wedding chapel. If you're that dedicated to bad puns that you have your wedding in hell. America's shortest river walk. That's not true. I've been for a short one.
Of course you have.
Dick.
You're so...
You absolutely... Underwhelmed with this.
It is really, like... It's quite underwhelming.
I think you'll find from my video in 2017, yeah. I went to the world's shortest river walk.
I did. That's the problem.
Why didn't you use your mayoral power
to shorten the river?
Because
I'm already really awkward, Gary. I don't want to complain about the place.
I appreciate, like, the dedication to this being, like, proper American roadside attraction. Is that, oh, we don't have a bridge. That's fine. We'll just build a bridge to nowhere that people can put locks on. I know this is all, like, jokes about hell and everything like that, but that is actually an ashes scattering yard. Like, that feels almost too literal. Established 2020 scattering yard. You've just walked in with the camera. Absolutely no worries at all walking in here with the camera, but we are... ultimately, aren't we all, you know, walking on scattered ashes? I don't know, the metaphor got away from me.
If you would like to bury someone in hell, they don't have a cemetery, but they do have an ashes scattering yard, so you can leave someone in hell, which is...
Ashes scattering yard sounds like the name of a jazz musician.
I feel like we just walked on multiple people's graves there. That's the first time in hell that I've gone, ooh, I'm not sure about that. Also, yes... The left one of those horns is consistently flopping like this every time. I mean, they have gone full-on roadside Americana tourist attraction here, haven't they? They've got a town with a silly name, and they're going all in on it. I quite like that.
Bat rooms,
yes. They are all right. Funnier than I am, repeatedly.
Great seats.
The Hellhole Bar has burgers and fresh pasties. I've got the Cornish pasties. They're a Michigan thing as well. There are a load of miners, I think, came over from Cornwall to... North Michigan and the UP, and they brought Cornish pasties along with them.
Yeah.
So that's the whole of northern Michigan, which I guess is middle Michigan, but the whole of this area has pasties as a local delicacy.
Teaching me things, Tom.
Are you going to get a pasty in hell?
No, because I saw what the COVID rates were and how busy that place was. I didn't go in.
Well, but you have mayoral power. You could have dispatched
someone.
You could have got all of those anti-vaxxers and vaccinated them as your mayoral proclamation.
You could have just said, hello, someone in there. Can you bring me one out? I'm the mayor, by the way. Here's your money. In fact, I don't really have to pay you, as I am the mayor.
I don't think Gary knows what a mayor is.
I don't think Gary knows what a mayor is.
I do know what a bloody mayor is.
And they don't get free pasties.
I didn't say pasties. You could try it, though. There's been no obvious bounds and your power yeah. here.
Did you go hear ye any...
That's town criers.
There's no obvious bounds on my power, but there's also no obvious signs of there being any either.
Like, they're all leaning into this.
No, they're really not. Like,
no, the woman he paid for 5 minutes, $100 for 5 minutes to say, yeah, you're the mayor.
There's a little bit more
people
than that.
People do a lot for 5 minutes for $100, I find. Sorry, Chris.
you're establishing, Gary, like you're starting from, you have all power here and you need to work out what the limits are. I'm just assuming I don't have
I'm taking it like the American grading system starts at 100 and goes down, you see.
Heaven, Hazard, Witch Mountain, Temperance, Nag's Head. I'm not convinced any of those pointing the right way.
I like that you've made it your mission to fact check hell.
I didn't mean to, it's just what I do naturally.
No, this is all wrong.
F***ing Colin Robinson in hell there. I'm not sure these signs are pointing the right way.
If you can see the signs on the camera.
Michigan roads suck.
And the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
And lots of potholes. That is Smitty's Hell Saloon. So that's the bar, that's the restaurant. In the middle is the ice cream shop. That's the tourist truck.
We did it.
We did it. Didn't take long. That's the entirety of hell, by the way. That is it. They've got...
It seems nicer than I've been led to believe.
And smaller than I thought.
There's some houses on the other side of the road that we didn't film because they're people's houses. But yes.
Well, when someone says, go to hell, you go, I've been. Everything was wrong.
I mean, that is my personal hell, really. Is that... Everything is just slightly inaccurate, and I feel obliged to point it out.
They did it for you. That's what they had to quit for changing all the signs.
So I did go to the ice cream shop. I know that's not made the edit because it's just me buying some ice cream, but the change I got is...
Do they have their own
legal
money?
Tender?
A $2 bill.
They stamped
which is
the
legal
bill.
Which is legal tender, but really, really rare.
Mm.
Like Americans use $1 and $5. These just kind of don't.
They just exist, but they
just exist.
Yeah.
Like some people don't. If you try and use that in some shops, they won't believe it's a real thing.
A lot of people don't acknowledge it, do they? I've heard stuff.
Thomas Jefferson got stuck on the $2 bill, which no one uses. But they have fully stamped it. They apparently buy them by like the 100 or 1,000.
The print sheet or whatever.
They buy like a big stack of them.
So I've got my official mayor of hell for the day badge here. And what I didn't spot is in the back, there's a little second card that says I'm now an official property owner in hell. And that I now own 1 square inch of hell, which I assume is just as ceremonial as the mayorship itself. But apparently I've got a square inch around here somewhere.
Hold on. As you said on your thing here, you say you own 1 square inch of hell. No. You are one of the elite group of individuals known as the Hell Landowners Society.
Is that like Neighbourhood Watch, where you watch the neighbourhood with your third eye?
Yeah. Well, what would bad behaviour be in hell that you'd need to report through the Neighbourhood Watch scheme? I wonder.
Dogs not shitting on the lawn.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let you. You've not signed it.
I've not signed it.
It's unsigned. Unsigned. Invalid.
No, I own an inch of land in hell. I have a very thin house.
Yvonne did give me the tour round.
Oh, look.
So for all my cynicism and sarcasm earlier, turns out there is a little bit more of a story. So every single day, you come in here, someone's got their name on the board and someone is mayor for the day.
Correct.
How did it start?
Well, he's been doing it for years, John, the owner. Mayor owed him plenty. So he thanks you for the day off. So he used to own the car dealer in town. Mm-hmm. And so he grew up in this area, so he's a hellion. But all three of these buildings were for sale when he retired.
Right.
So he decided, he sold the car dealership, so he was 3 weeks into retirement at age 55, bored to tears. So he decided to buy the three buildings. Took him 3 weeks to tell his wife. So there you go. So he's been doing all this craziness since for 21 years, and it's grown. The whole packet has grown, and you know, you could be mayor for an hour, you could be mayor for the day and get all the swag, and who doesn't want the swag, you know? I mean, plus bragging rights for all eternity, so.
The phrase all eternity, don't they?
For all my cynicism about what it is, like, I knew that going in, and like it is that tradition of American roadside attraction, which I do like, where someone's gone, we're going to build a thing here.
And it's the combination of that with bored, old, retired man. I've got to do something to annoy someone.
I live in a place called hell, you know what? I can make money here. I genuinely really like that. For all the cynicism as I tour around.
You know what they say, don't you? The devil makes work for idle hands.
Hey!
It's Americana roadside attraction.
Very much. We're on everybody's bucket list, which is so great. You know, we have people from all over the world. I mean, you know. I mean, it's just magic. It's just really a great place. And, you know, we just love it. So everybody that works here just loves it. We love what we do. We love entertaining. You know, we're so punny, they never end. So
I'm going to have to head onwards soon. 4 hours back to Chicago. I assume at some point somebody's going to be calling for my impeachment.
Well, let's do it now.
Yep, because the last part of the day is getting impeached.
Yes! Did you at least manage a solid scandal?
That was when you went to the toilet.
Thank you. Wasn't solid. Sorry, I've just noticed this sign that's casually been set up.
Hey, we got business to take care of. You ready?
Get me the hell out of here.
All right, can I have everyone's attention, please? Yes, you. Okay, we have a mayor today, and it's now time for him to be impeached.
By the way, that sign's not coming out of my shoulder. It's just that the camera angle means that the person working the ice cream shop is just standing directly behind me, and it's not like it's been attached to my back there.
Is it like one hand is holding that, the other hand is scooping ice cream?
This is his certificate of impeachment. This document hereby certifies that Tom Scott, formerly known as the mayor of Hell, Michigan, has been officially impeached on July 19th, 2022. The citizens of Hell appreciate your noble effort in managing our community, but regretfully acknowledge you have not met our expectations.
That's fair.
Okay. Boo.
Get the hell out
That's
of here.
That's right. No matter how special this...
I didn't know you were over there, and I just suddenly got booed from the corner of the room.
That's my job.
That's her job.
I'm used to it, you know?
No matter how special this day may have been for you, to those of us that live here, it was just another day in hell, signed, sealed, and singed by our reinstated mayor, Odom Plenty. Thank you. Go back to what you were doing. Okay.
Thank you.
Of course.
Does that mean you have a certificate saying you didn't meet expectations as well?
Yes, I do. It's still in Comic Sans.
There's been an impeachment, but surely there needs to be a grand jury trial after this just to officially remove you as mayor.
And then don't they need to dig through the ground of your 1 inch of land to try and find the files that you buried?
Yep.
All right, let me get your bag all together.
Right. Yep.
All your goodies.
Oh my God, they had so much merch in that shop. Like, anything that could have I've been to hell on it or something like that, they have everything. You name the product. Every single manufacturing company that makes like tourist stuff in America has at some point made something with hell on it, and it's in that gift shop.
Like a miniature Isle of Wight.
Yes!
If you look at the labels, it say made in hell.
I appreciate all the merch you've got around here.
Right.
But also the hell Bitcoin, which is, it's a Bitcoin.
It's a Bitcoin, and nobody ever sees a Bitcoin.
That's a really good joke.
So we were the only ones that you can actually see.
It's a Bitcoin. It's a Bitcoin.
So then this is your dirt.
Hi, welcome to
hell. I have a jar of dirt.
You have a jar of dirt.
That sounds wrong coming from me. I have a jar of dirt from hell, which I had to check, and I am not legally allowed to import into the UK because it's agricultural products, and I had to leave that with Alec. I have the soil analysis card that they gave me. which on the back confirms that it has been suitably sterilized and can be imported into California, but unfortunately could not come to the UK.
And also, so this is your...
Official office of the mayor.
That's right, so wear this proudly.
Impeached. Yep, lovely.
So like all mayors, you were asked your T-shirt size on entry.
I was, that was part of the...
Medium.
Oh, I removed that. But also on the back, impeached.
He got clairvoyancy skills by going to hell.
Also, a official office of the mayor mug from hell.
That's nice.
And various leaflets and pamphlets and postcards and all the paper things that I could bring with me. There we go. That is my official postcard of my mayor for the day sign. It's actually, despite all my cynicism at the start, it's actually like there's a nice little...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. As a bundle, like, yes, this is not $100 worth of merchandise, but for, like, a small town that's just in the middle of Michigan, that's actually really nice.
But seeing as that you could have paid $100 and just got an experience, you've got $100 worth of experience and tat.
Yes!
Give those Brits hell!
Hey!
With that?
Oh, I'm angry I didn't think of that pun.
All right, there you go. Thank you so much. All right, now get the hell out.
There we go. That was my day out. It wasn't quite the experience or the life-changing thing that others here have had, but I had a lovely day in hell.